This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar approximately about 2 or 3 months ago, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have this gentleman on my show. The name of the company is U.S. Lighting Group, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol USLG. And with us today, going to bring us up to speed and tell us about his company, is the CEO of the company, Mr. Paul Spiedvek. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi.
You know, your company came on my radar a couple months ago, and I just think that you guys are about to take off, and that's what I really do try to do, is find undiscovered companies like yourself. If you would, in your own words, what makes U.S. Lighting Group so special?
Well, first I want to thank you for inviting me to the show. I deeply appreciate it. I think I can give any knowledge to you or any shareholder, just call me anytime. But what makes U.S. Lighting Group different is that we come up with our own products. We design our own products. We manufacture the products in-house, and we market our products. Now, in addition to us being fully integrated from, hey, we got an idea, all the way to shipping the product out the door, we do a lot of custom work for other companies, such as Kawasaki and a bunch of other companies. We even attracted a little bit of attention from Ford Motor Company right before COVID hit. We do a lot of problem solving. Companies will call us up, and then they'll say, hey, can you make this for us? And the answer is, of course, yes, we can make it for you. And then, you know, of course, we hang up the phone and says, what is that thing that they want? I don't have any idea, but we're going to sit up late at night. We're going to figure it out. And we solve problems for other companies. Fully integrated from I got an idea to we build the prototypes. We have two complete SMT lines here. We just got another one. Our original one would place 14,000 components an hour. The new one we just bought from Europlacer out of France, it'll place about 30,000 components an hour. So this will now basically more than double, if not triple, our throughput. So we can use that to help get caught up with our backlog of orders. But the other thing we do that none of our competitors really do is we offer lifetime warranties with our product, because we design our product as though we're using it ourselves. We're not here to just look at the bottom line, because personally, I believe if the only thing you care about is the bottom line, your company's not going to last very long. Now, of course, obviously, bottom lines is extremely important, but more importantly, you have to look to the future. So if you build a really good product and you stand behind it and it doesn't break, then word gets out. And that's more or less how we built our business. So today, we still don't do any advertising for products. We have about an $800,000 or $900,000 backlog in orders, and that's all because of how we build our products.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, a lot of the press releases that you put out, you have a subsidiary, I believe it's called Intellitronics. What makes that company a little bit different than the offshoot of just U.S. Lighting Group?
Well, what I was basically talking about was Intellitronics. U.S. Lighting Group is more of a holding company. And with that being said, we're going to be putting some other companies into it after the companies that we want to put in are fully audited. We learned a hard way. Don't put anything into the company until it's fully audited, unless you want to stay on pink sheets for the rest of your life. So we're going to be getting heavy into the RV industry. We currently manufacture some products for the RV industry. It's one of our backlog. The RV industry right now is just really taking off, but we're also going to be manufacturing RVs here in the very, very near future also.
You know, for the first time, I think, in the history of your company, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys did $1 million in last quarter. That being said, being on the OTC markets, most CEOs have to go out there and raise money, and when they do raise that money, it's usually toxic. In 2019, you guys did $2.6 million. Where are we at in that process?
Well, with toxic financing, we have zero toxic financing.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, no, we don't have any toxic financing. The company's completely solvent. We don't need to raise any money to keep the doors afloat. We don't need money to make payroll. In fact, we just bought a building a couple months ago. We paid cash for the building. The people that taught me on what to do when we took the company public, to stay away from toxic financing. So, and trust me, we get a million opportunities on a daily basis, people calling us up, it's like, no, we don't need your money, sorry. But there's not only is there no toxic financing, there's no real long-term debt. It would be impossible for this company to go bankrupt, even if it wanted to. It couldn't go bankrupt because there's not enough debt versus the assets.
As you put out a press release, I believe maybe a month ago or so, you were talking about uplisting to the OTCQB. Where are we at in that process, and are you going to go any further to uplisting from there?
Yes, we've already applied. We already qualify. Now it's just hurry up and wait with the red tape. We paid the application fee. We're going back and forth. They have some questions, but we feel very confident. I would like to believe sometime in November, we will definitely be on a QB. And then after that, the next step, we're going straight for NASDAQ. Now, I have every reason to believe, and I got to be careful how I put this, but I have every reason to believe that next year we should be able to qualify to be on NASDAQ.
Now, are you talking about revenue growth, or are we talking about a reverse split here?
No, revenue growth.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, let me ask you this, Paul. On your back orders, you were mentioning just a little bit, where are we at in the process? As you know, COVID-19 is slowing everything down for a lot of companies. Where is the growth coming from on your side of the business, and where are we at on the back orders?
Well, it's sad to say, but COVID's only helped us because everybody went home. They had nothing to do. They're getting extra money, so they're either fixing up their house or they're fixing up their car. And it's sad to say, but it's only helped us. It got us a lot of additional orders. What can I say? You know, facts are facts. We got a lot of additional orders because of that.
My guest today is Paul Spivak. He is the CEO of U.S. Lighting Group, Inc. I believe in this company, but that's my personal opinion, very grossly undervalued here, around 40 to 45 cents a share. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol USLG. Paul, before I let you go, what is the future for your company? Take us out for the next two or three quarters.
Well, our plan is to get our backlog filled up. So I would like to believe, unless something happens, that our fourth quarter is going to beat our third quarter. So that'll be another press release that we've had our best quarter ever. In fact, we're on a course right now to send that press release out every single quarter, unless, of course, you know, unforeseen circumstances happen. But we have the orders booked on hand right now so that we can surpass the third quarter. And like I says, we're going to be getting heavy into the RV industry. And like I says, we will be producing our own recreational vehicles instead of just manufacturing the products for the RV industry. We're going to be actually manufacturing RVs. And you got to be thinking, okay, well, how did you get from electronics into RVs? And it's real simple. We manufacture an energy saving product for the RV industry. So, of course, we got to visit the factories. And you see RVs being built as far as the eye can see, and you get all excited thinking one of my circuit boards is going to go in every one of these RVs. And then you go in the factory, and then you see how they're built, and you say, you got to be kidding me. These are the biggest pieces of junk I've ever seen. And it's like they go out of their way to make them, you know, just garbage products when it'd be cheaper to make a better product. So we decided, hey, let's just go and build RVs. So that's what we're doing. So we're going to be building RVs. In fact, the website is Cortez Campers, C-O-R-T-E-S, campers.com. And it's not officially in yet. We're working on, we have to get our audits done and get the products done. But that's basically our plan, is to put that into U.S. Lighting Group.
The company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is U.S. Lighting Group. The company has a manufacturing and RD facilities in Cleveland, Ohio, with international sales distributions network. Paul, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully I didn't scare you off. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 or 60 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Would love to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.